Bitterly disappointed again. Maybe he's let slip away.
I feel like that alright. It's one that we probably did let go. We'd started well now. We were very good in the first 15 minutes, and although we let them creep back into it maybe in the latter part of the first half, I still thought, you know, to go in a couple of points up with plenty in the tank, but we struggled to get going now in the second half, and they certainly got a grip now in the middle of the field in the second half, and we really struggle now. So yeah, look, that's the way it goes, unfortunately.
What would you put it down to? I suppose you did change a few personnel in midfield, but just nothing seemed to work.
Yeah, well, I think the thing that really upset our balance, to be fair, was we had to take Therese McCafferty off late in the first half. We got word that she'd picked up two ticks, and we didn't want to go down to 14 players, and she'd actually been doing a good job on Caroline O'Hanlon. She maybe wasn't on the ball much, but she was frustrating the life out of her, and it was working. It was working well, we felt, but we didn't want to go down to 14, so we took her off, and after that, now, to be fair, we struggled to get somebody who could do the same quality job on her, you know. And look, hindsight's wonderful. Maybe we should have let it rattle on and take our chances, but look, you make the decision and you live and die by it.
You said you started very brightly, but then it seemed to come a little lacklustre. Maybe it was too comfortable for them in the early stages.
Well, look, we were moving well and we were getting the scores, but look, one thing we've seemed to have been guilty of all year is, you know, when we get a goal, we seem to switch off for that, you know, minute, 90 seconds, 2 minutes immediately afterwards. And on both occasions when we got the goal today, you know, we allowed them to go back up and equalise, or certainly to get a goal straight away again. And you can't do this at this level. You have to be switched on and stop it at source, you know, and hold what you have for that sort of minute, 90 seconds, and then, you know, to readjust and go at it again.
A learning curve, Davey. You can't take away what you have done this year. Phenomenal to win an Ulster Championship your first time. It's a building block again, and I'm sure 2016 holds high hopes for this Donegal side.
Well, look, we always said 14 was about building for 15, and we got the girls back. And look, if you think about it, I mean, I think that's maybe 14 competitive games this year. We've lost two of them. Unfortunately, two of them were two big games, and both of them were Armagh, and that's the way it goes. And somebody says we'd narrow the gap, but, you know, narrowing the gap's not good enough. You have to move on and push on. And look, you know, I would have fancied ourselves against Dublin, even looking at them there today, but look, that's not to be. So we'll go back, we'll take a couple of weeks off, the girls have club championship now, and we'll meet in a couple of weeks time, and we'll see what the way forward is.
But it is definitely plenty of positives from this year. Definitely, okay, it's a bitter disappointment today, but when you look back in the year in a couple of weeks time, it's still a pretty good year for you.
Look, you know, geez, to win your first Ulster senior, that's tremendous, and tremendous for the girls, you know. And when you couple that with the fact that, you know, we were good enough to win All-Ireland under 21, you know, that shows, you know, there's football out there, and there's girls coming through. So look, hopefully, you know, 2016 maybe be bigger, brighter, better, and we move on. Good.